Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Tazvav. We are holding on daf Yud Dalit Amid Beis, Itmar Amar Ula, two lines from the bottom of the page on daf Yud Dalit Amid Beis. Today's your response once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas's mother. Goldaba Simcha Aleha Shalom, the Nisham Shnav and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Mattis Kleidman, Lezecha Nishmas, Goldaba Yaakov Leib, Goldie Kleidman, whose yard site is Erev Yom Kippur, the Nisham Shnav and Aliyah, and also by the virtual Halacha program, which will be beginning of Shabbos and Hilchus Nida after Sukkot. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first, we're going to talk about if they did in the Beis HaMikdash Halacha Shalom Beregel, that they transferred the dam from one place to the other, toward the Mizbeach, Shalom Beregel, by just passing it along, is that something that could be fixed afterwards by going back and doing it the right way? If that is problematic, the Gemara is going to have a couple of rayas. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that the Amoraim in Bavel reframed the Machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim to be about Halacha Shalom Beregel. And the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael were Machku Ela B'Ma'arava. They laughed at such a statement in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out what was so funny. Why is that something to mock? And then the Gemara is going to discuss, what if a czar did the halacha? Can it be fixed afterwards? Kohen is the one that's supposed to be doing the halacha. If a non-Kohen did the halacha, can you go back and fix it by having it be done by a Kohen? And that will be the sugya that takes us to the end of the perek. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the second perek of Maseches Vachim. And the Mishnah is going to tell us 12 different examples of where there's a psul in the Kabbalah Saddam, that someone who was pasul had done the Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore the Kabbalah is invalid. And the Gemara is going to discuss what is the source that a czar is one such psul in Kabbalah Saddam, is one such pasul person who would ruin the Kabbalah Saddam. So we're going to have a couple of suggestions of how we know that a czar, that a non-Kohen that does a Kabbalah Saddam, is going to be pasul. So let's begin again. Again, two lines from the bottom of the page on daf yudalad and base. Itmar amru lamar biyochanan halacha shlo beregel lo shma halacha. That halacha that's done just by passing the dam but not by walking it is not a valid halacha, and therefore it's not a fulfillment of the avoda of halacha. And therefore, if you have a machshava of pigul during such a halacha, it doesn't actually become pigul. The carbon does not become pasul with that because it's not considered an avoda. But ask the Gemara, okay, but let's say you got the blood from point A to point B through halacha shalom beregel. Efshal l'skuna, alo efshal l'skuna. Can you be misakin such a halacha that was done shalom beregel by putting by bringing it back to where it started and then doing it right by being molich beraglav, by walking it to where it was supposed to go? Or do we say no? You cannot be misakin it. The carbon is going to be pasul. So says Gemara Tashema, will bring a raya from the Mishnah we had before. Kibel hakasher. Us on the apostle, we said that if a kosher person does the Kabbalah Saddam and then he hands it off to a apostle person, yachzir la kosher, the apostle person gives the kli back with the dam in it to the kosher person. So apparently, even though the halacha shalom beregel is not called a halacha, you could be misakin it by giving it back to the kohen who's kosher and let him be molechit beraglav, let him do it the right way. Unihi nami, and even if you're going to say like the girsa in the Mishnah that we quoted in yesterday's daf, di yachzor hakosher v'yikablenu, that the kosher who's standing closer to the mizbeach will go and be mekabel and take the dam from the pasul person who's standing further away from the mizbeach, and you don't have to give the kli back, you don't have to put the kli back in its original spot. So kol shekein, that there's no reason for any suffix over here, because if according to that girsa in the Mishnah, it's clear in the Mishnah that halacha shalom beregel is called halacha and there's nothing to even fix. But isal kadaitach lo efshal l'skuna. But the bottom line is, if you would think that it's impossible to fix a halacha that was done shalom beregel, and therefore you're going to explain the Mishnah that if a person was mekabel if a pasul person was mekabel the dam, he gives it back to the kosher, well, how does it help to give it back to the kosher in order to bring it back to the mizbech? Ifsalallah, it's too late. He did Allah shalom beregel. If you hold, it can't be fixed. Giving it back to a guy who's kosher should be irrelevant, doesn't do anything, does not accomplish anything. So isn't this a raya that that halacha shelo beregel, problematic as it may be, can be fixed when you redo it properly? So it says Gemara, mi sabre tekoi zar gavai. Wait, you think that the zar is closer toward the mizbeach, and when the kohen gave that dam to the zar, he was doing a halacha shelo beregel by bringing it closer to the mizbeach by handing it off to that zar? Lo, that's not the case of the Mishnah. Tekoi zar brai. The case is that the zar, the non kohen, was further from the mizbeach. So when the kohen gave the dam to the zar, he wasn't doing halacha at all. He was distancing it from the mizbeach, and that's why, since he's not being makariv the dam to the mizbeach at all, it's not called halacha. So there, that's why we're not going to passel it because on account of it being shelo beregel. So the fact that a zar happened to have held the kli for a moment, that's not called halacha. The zar did not do anything to bring it closer to the mizbeach, not beraglov and not beraglov. He was standing further away. It was the kohen just put it down for a second in the hands of the zar and then picked it up again. So that's not a halacha at all, and therefore you have no raya whatsoever. So says the Gemara, Itmar Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan halacha shelo beregel psula. That Ula says in him Rabbi Yochanan that halacha shelo beregel is possible, that even if a kohen did halacha shelo beregel with the dam, it becomes possible. Ooh, the formulation that Rabbi Yochanan used seems to indicate alma lo efshel tkuna. The term possible seems to have a certain finality to it, right? Normally, if there was a way to fix it, you would tell me how to fix it. You would tell me halacha shelo beregel yachzor v'yolich, right? Go back and be molich beregel. The fact that you say psula seems to suggest lo efshel tkuna, that it's not possible to fix it. So Rav Nachman asks on Rav Yochanan, who says that halacha shelo beregel is possible. Eisvei Rav Nachman Lula, Rav Nachman challenges, how could Rav Yochanan say halacha shelo beregel is possible? We have a Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis that if after you already mekabel the dam in a kli from the shechted animal, nishbach min hakli al ritzba, let's say you drop the kli and it spills all over the floor, va'asafo, so you gather the dam back up into the kli, kosher, it's still perfectly good, and you could go and be zorek that dam on the mizbech, because dam that was niskabel in the kli properly is, it will not become possible just by being spilled on the ground. So since now when something spills, typically it goes in every which direction, right? So if I'm standing in one spot and I spill something on the ground, it spreads in both directions, in all directions, including closer to the mizbeach. So that some of that dam already had a halacha shelo beregel because it spilled closer to the mizbeach. It spilled on its way closer to the mizbeach, and yet we're saying, no problem, gather it back up, pick it up, and walk with it. How can you then say halacha shelo beregel is pasul? You see that it's not a psul, that even though it went halacha shelo beregel, I can pick it up and I can walk it the rest of the way. So it says, no, now we're talking about an unusual spill, where it only spilled in one direction. That it only went further away from the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, "Lebrayin nafik legavay loayil." How do you do such a spill? Meaning, is that that seems to defy the laws of physics? That it's only going to go in one direction; it's not going to go in the other direction. Says the Gemara, "No, it's actually very basic physics. B'makom madron, it's on an incline, so it's only going to go away from the mizbeach. Hard to imagine that they didn't have a leveler when they made the floor, the Ritzbas Ha'azara." That they didn't make sure that it was level. So what is Mokum Madron? So okay, one tile was a little uneven. Iba Yaseima Baguma, or maybe there was an actual hole in the floor and the blood landed inside the hole, so it was not nispashet at all, it didn't spread at all. Viba Yaseima Bismicha, or a third possibility is the dam was partially congealed already. So it could be that it spilled in a way where a congealed section of the dam was sort of blocking it from going for the liquid part. From going any further in that direction. So somehow, a hechitimtza, that's what it's talking about. The whole Mishnah on Lamed Beis is talking about a hechitimtza where blood spilled in one direction. But had it spilled in the other direction, then ein hachinami, it would have been possible. Says Gemara, v'ichbol tanu lashmina kalhani, that's what the Mishnah calls a typical spill, meaning the Mishnah didn't bother telling me about any of that, that it's only going in one direction because there was a congealed and there was a hole in the ground or there was a, it fell on a slide or something, right? Didn't say anything like that. All it said was that it spilled on the ground. Pick it back up and go, and you're fine. That's the case of the Mishnah. It didn't bother telling me that we're talking about such an ukimta va'od. And furthermore, there's a stronger question. Ad tani bidach pirkin. When the Mishnah later on Daf Chavei wants to give me an example where a spill will actually ruin it, so what does it come up with? Nishbach al haritzpa va'asafo. If let's say you were never mekabelit in the kli, it's not that you dropped the kli full of dam. The blood went straight from the animal's neck and landed on the floor. You missed it. You're standing there with the kli and you just missed it. Squirted everywhere and landed on the floor. So that's where puzzle. Then that dam is puzzle Zrika because you never did a real Kabbalah. But if you're going to tell me that even if you had it in a kli and it just spilled in a normal way, it's going to be puzzle. Because if it spilled by some of it going in the direction of the Mizrach, that itself is going to be puzzle. So it should have told me a bigger chiddush. Liflo b'didei, if it wanted to come up with an example of something that's puzzle, it could have stuck with the same example of catching it in a kli and dropping it where in certain circumstances it's kosher, and tell me, and if the circumstances change ever so slightly, it would be possible. That pamed varmamurim, when do we assume it's kosher? That's only kshiyat ulchutz. That's only if it spills in one direction further from the mizbech. Aval nichnas lefnim. But if it also spills toward the mizbech, puzzle, it's going to be puzzle, Azrika. How come the Mishnah didn't say that? So the reason the Mishnah didn't say that is because it's only if it spills from the tzavara behemah directly under the floor, it's puzzle, Azrika. But if it actually spills from the kli, then it's kosher anyway. So even though it's niskari, the dam is niskariv to the mizbeach itself, the kohen can gather it up and be molech it to the mizbeach. So tiyufta, so this is a tiyufta on that which Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that halacha shelo bereg is something that cannot be fixed. You see clearly that it can be fixed. Period. That's the end of that discussion. Itmar. So another statement. Halacha shlo beregel machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan. Wow. Chiddush in how to read our Mishnah. That our Mishnah, which discussed whether halacha is a machshava shalol lishma, is going to pasul during halacha, the machlokas we had between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon is really about halacha shlo beregel. That according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not an avoda because the machshava doesn't pasul. So why is not machshav not pasul? Because it's not considered a halacha, and that's why it's not an avoda. But according to the chachamim, halacha shlo beregel is considered a halacha, and therefore it is an avoda, and that's why machshav pasuls. The machshav shlo lishma will pasul during halacha, because it's all about halacha shlo beregel. So the gemara explains, b'halacha rabasi, when you're going a great distance, you shechted far away from the mizbech, and you're molech the kli with the dam by foot, you walk it all the way to the mizbech. Then everyone's going to agree that a machshava shalol lishma while you're doing that will pasul, because that's a significant halacha. That's for sure an avoda. That's for sure going to pasul. Right? This is the way we're reframing the machlokas. The machlokas is not about is halacha even an avoda. The machlokas is, of course, halacha is an avoda. We're talking about halacha shalom beregel. If you do a halacha rabasi where you're carrying or where it needs to be carried, you shecht it far away from the mizbech, then you bring it to the mizbech. Of course that's an avoda. Of course the machshava shalol lishma is going to pasul. Ki pligi b'alachas utrasi. The whole machlokas is when you do a small halacha, meaning you shechted it right next to the mizbeach, and you stretch out your hand with the kli, with the dam, in order to be zorik it on the mizbeach. And that was the extent of your halacha, just by stretching your hand out. You didn't move your feet at all. So according to the chachamim, yeah, that's called a halacha. And therefore, if you have a machshava shalol lishma during that halacha, it will pasul. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, no, that is not a halacha, because it's a halacha shlo beregel, and therefore machshava shlo lishma will have no impact during that time. So machva la b'marava, they laughed, the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael laughed at this reframing of the machlokas. Because if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Shimon, a machshava will not pasul by halacha shlo beregel, even though it's a halacha that's absolutely necessary, right, that's what we're saying, that even though this halacha has to be done, right, but since it's done shelo beregel, it doesn't count as a halacha. Well, al chatas ha'of depsula b'machshava, how are you ever going to have a case of a chatas ha'of where we know that a machshava will pasul at the time of the sprinkling of the dam of the pasul of the chatas ha'of? The Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that halacha by just stretching your hand out when it must be done, it's a halacha that has to be done. But if you're, it's not a halacha beregel, you're just stretching your hand out, the way you're teaching up Rabbi Shimon, the machshava will never pass in such case. Well, where are you ever going to have a chatas ha'of where the machshava is taka going to pass at the time of the hazaa? If you're going to tell me that the kohen had a machshava before the dam left the neck of the animal, you have to realize by a chatas there's no kabbalah b'kli. By a chatas ha'of rather, there's no kabbalah b'kli. They do malika on the back of the neck, then they use the neck to squeeze the blood out onto the mizbeach. So you're missing a certain step over here, right? So you don't have a kabbalah b'kli and bringing the kli. You just have the squirting from the neck to the mizbeach. So when exactly did he have this machshava that's going to passel the chatas ha'of? If it's before the dam left the neck of the animal, at the time that he's malu morid the oaf b'koach in order to, he's like shaking the oaf and waving in order to get the dam out. So lav klumi, that's nothing. Machshava shana passel, because that's a tiny olacha that he's only doing biyad after the malika, and he's just shaking it in order to squeeze blood out of it. According to Rabbi Shimon, that's halacha shelo beregel, and halacha shelo beregel is insignificant. Whatever you're doing with your hand when you're not shuffling your feet is a zero, it's a nothing. So therefore, that won't pasul. So v'ibasad enafakdam. And if you're going to say that the machshava is going to pasul by the chatas hof after the blood already leaves the neck of the animal, well, it's habdalei mitzvah. So the mitzvah is already done because as soon as the dam leaves the neck of the animal, even if it hadn't yet reached the mizbeach, apparently the avoda of the hazaa is already over, and hazaa of the oaf is like the zrikas hadama, would parallel a zrikas hadama of a behema. That once the zrikas is over, so no machshava is going to pasul anymore, right? Once you already did the zrikas hadam, carbon's done. You already did your job, so it's too late for a machshava to be problematic after that. So once you already had the hazah from the neck of the animal, it's too late for any machshava to have any impact. So according to this, what is the case where a machshava and a chatas ha'of is going to have an impact? So my kushya says, well, what's so hard? Dilma mi deparish ad de matal mizbeach. Maybe your machshava is going to passel after the blood left the neck of the animal, before it got to the mizbeach. So while it's in transit, from the neck of the animal toward the mizbeach, that's where the machshava is going to passel the chatas. And the Gemara brings a raya that the avodas hadam is only concluded when the dam actually gets to the mizbeach. Because Rabbi Yirmiyahu asked Rabbi Yirmiyahu the following shayla: Hayamaze, let's say you were squeezing the blood, you were spritzing the blood from the chatas ha'ov to the mizbeach, v'nikta yado shel mazeh ad shelo igia dam la'avir mizbeach, and while the blood was in transit, unusual case, all of a sudden the guy who was sprinkling the blood, his hand got chopped off. Someone came, attacked him from behind with an axe, chopped his hand right off. So he became a balmum while the blood is between one place and the other. We don't have to feel bad for him. Nothing, this didn't really happen. This is not a real story. Right? So we're saying, in theory, right, what would happen? Would that be considered that the avoda was done by a balmum? So mahu, what's the din of such a hazaa? Is the gemara avoda at the time that the dam reaches the mizbeach, and therefore the avoda is going to be possible because it turns out it was done by a balmum? Or do we say, no, as soon as the blood leaves the bird, and the kohen was not a balmum at that time, so it's already kasher, so it's already done. So va'amalein, Rabbi Zera said back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, psula, that it's going to be pasul because it was done by a balmum. My time, well, what's the reason that it's pasul? And we don't assume that the avodah is already done, because the pasuk says vihiza v'nasan b'inan, that the za'a continues until there is an actual nesinas dam on the mizbeach, right? It says v'tavel akoyin says bo b'dam vihiza min adam shev v'pam v'nei Hashem mizbeach prokos hakodesh v'nasan akoyin min adam al karnas mizbeach. So from the fact that za'a and nesina are written so close to one another, we see that just like the nesinas adam by the chatos apnimios is completed only when the dam is on the mizbeach, so too by the chatas ha'of, where it's not a nesinas hadam, it's not a placement directly with hand on the mizbeach, it's a hazaa, it's a spritzing of the dam, a squirting of the dam onto the mizbeach, so that also is only going to be completed when it gets to the mizbeach. So if he becomes a balmum prior to that happening, it's going to be pasul. So now we don't understand why were they mocking this in Eretz Yisrael, from the Amoraim, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees and holds that machshava doesn't pasul with a halacha biyada with halach shlo beregel, because they were mocking how could you have a psul machshava by a chatas ha'of? No, you have a very simple answer how you could have a psul machshava by a chatas ha'of. That the psul machshava happens after the blood leaves the neck of the animal before it gets to the mizbeach. So what were they laughing at? So kiyas rav papa rav hun rav yishua mi bei rav amri haynu chucha. No, the mockery they were making in Eretz Yisrael on anyone who holds that the machlokas the chum and Rabbi Shimon is by a halacha mu'etes, is when you shechted right next to the mizbeach and all you did, you didn't even move your feet, you just stretched out your hand. Ubalacha rabasi lo pligi. Do you mean to tell me that there is no machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan when you did a real halacha, when you shechted further from the mizbeach and then actually walked it toward the mizbeach? Vaki pligi balacha rabasi pligi. The whole machlokas in our Mishnah is talking about where it's a real halacha, that Rabbi Shimon holds that a machshava does not passel at the time that you're molich the kli with the dam from the place of the shechita to the mizbeach, because you could have shechted it right next to the mizbeach, and therefore it's an unnecessary halacha. That's exactly the case in the Mishnah, is that you shechted it far away and then you walked it all that way, and that's where Rabbi Shimon says, I don't care what your machshava is during that time, because that whole halacha could have been avoided just by shechting it closer to the mizbeach. And the Chum say, maybe it could have been avoided, but in the end of the day, you're doing it, and you need to do it, because you need to get the blood closer to the mizbech, and therefore it is a halacha, and therefore a machshava will passel. No, it must be that both the Chum and Rabbi Shimon agree that with the halachas of trusi, where you don't actually move your feet, that a machshava will not passel, because that's not called a halacha. That's just part of the zrika. So since your intention in having a machshava's pigul was to have a machshava's pigul during the halacha, but you didn't do a halacha, all you did is you stretched your hand out, that will not passel. That everyone agrees to. Keep pligi b'halacha rabasi. The whole machlokas is only when you did a significant halacha from one place to the other. Okay, so now it says more halicha zar v'chziru koyin v'halicha pligi ba b'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yanai, that let's say a non-koyin did the halacha, so that is problematic. But then they realize what they did, so he quickly gives it back to the Kohen, he runs it back and he redoes it again. So does that work, to have the Kohen redo the halacha? So that's a machlokas. Chad Amar Kasher, one of them said that the carbon is kasher, because at the end of the day, Kohen did it. Chad Amar Pasul, the other one says Pasul. No, once a Yisrael did it, you can't fix it by having a Kohen do it. So Mar Savar Efshel Tzkuna, Mar Savar Lo Efshel Tzkuna. One opinion holds that you could be misakein by having a Kohen do it, the other one says you cannot be misakein it by having a Kohen do it. What about the reverse? What if a Licha Kohen, what if a Kohen did the halacha? So it was good, right? And then, v'chziru v'chazav halicha zar. And for some reason, they go and they bring it back, and a zar now brings it closer to the mizbeach. So Amar Rav Simon Bar Ashi, the divrei ha-machshir pasul, the one that said that in the case where the zar originally did it, and then the Kohen fixes it, that would be a fix. Well, if the Kohen already did it, and then the zar does it, now it's going to be pasul. Because apparently, the second action overrides the first action, and l'divrei posel machshir. And if you hold that in the previous case, it passed because the first action is the koveya, and the second action cannot override it. So then over here, it's going to be kasher, because as long as the kohen did it originally, the fact that a zar does it afterwards is not going to have an impact. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Af l'divrei posel passel. Even if you hold that in the previous case that it was first done by a zar and then a kohen does it, it's too late. You cannot fix it. Even if it was first done by a Kohen and then by a Zar, it's also going to be possible. My taima, da hatzarich la'amtuye, because at the end of the day, you needed to bring the dam to the Mizbeach, meaning once the dam, the Kohen brought it to the Mizbeach, and then brought it back, away from the Mizbeach. So right now, freeze the frame right there. It's got to be brought to the Mizbeach. So since it needs to be brought to the Mizbeach, so that's a real halacha. So having a Zar do it is going to be a psul. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, hachi amar bir midifti, hatzorach lamtuye. This svara, he said this svara, that if you have to bring the dam back an additional time, that's also called a halacha, and his pasul is machlokas Rav Elazar Rabbanan. It's actually machlokas Rav Elazar and the Rabbanan whether such a svara is true. Whether the fact that, if you know, the metzius on the ground is, that right now you're going to have to bring it back. So therefore, bringing it back is going to be a real halacha, and kupasal is actually subject to machlokas. Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah that on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that we said that chum hold that a zevach becomes pasal by the shchita, the kibul, the hiluch, and the zrika. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, sometimes machshava will pasal during the hiluch, and sometimes not. Hamahalich makam shetzarich lahalich, if you shecht it in a place where you're going to need to be molechit to the mizbeach, and you have machshava shalol shema, then machshava poselas, and the machshava will pasal the holich. Makam shein tzarich lahalich, but if you shecht it right next to the mizbeach where you won't need to do a hiluch, then ain machshava poselas, and the machshava will not pasal. V'yamar Rava kol modim, and Rava says, everyone agrees, both Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree, that kiblo b'chutz v'chniso b'fnim, if you're makabel the dam far away from the mizbeach, and then you bring it toward the mizbeach, zehu hiluch shetzarich lahalich. That's a hiluch that is necessary to be done, and the machshava is going to pasal. Kiblo b'fnim v'otziyo l'chutz, but if you're makabel the dam right next to the mizbeach, and then you brought it further away, zehu hiluch shein tzarich lahalich. That's an unnecessary hiluch, and therefore there's no machlokes about that either. Lo nechluku ela k'shechniso v'chaz v'otziyo. The whole machlokes is only when they had it close by, then they brought it back out, and now you need to bring it back. So Mar Savar, the Chum hold that since right now the dam is far away from the Zbech, you need to bring it back, and therefore this is a real holacha. Umar Savar lav kiluch hatzarich l'avodadami. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, that's not a real hiluch that's necessary for the avoda, because by every karban you need to be molech in order to bring it from the makom ashchita to the makom ashrika. Over here, you're molech the dam only because you brought it further away, and you just need to bring it back to the mizbeach. So you see that a halacha that was done by a kohen and then it was brought back away from the mizbeach, and then a zar goes and brings it back, is going to be tali in this machlokas, Rav Lezer and the Chachamim. So that which Rava says that the carbon is going to be pasul, yes, that's true according to the Chachamim, but not according to Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara rejects Rava and Rabbi Midifti's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer. Esvei Abaye. Abaye challenges Rabbi Elazar Omer Hamahalich Makom Shetzarich Lahalich Machshava Poselas. If you're walking the dam where it needs to be walked, the machshava is going to pasul during that halacha. Ketzad, and he gave an example. Kibla b'chutz v'chnisu l'fnim. You did a kabbalah sadam far away from the mizbech, and then you bring it close. Zehu hiluch shetzarich lahalich. That's a necessary hiluch. Kibla b'fnim v'otziyo l'chutz. If you're makabel the dam close to the mizbech, and then you distanced it from the mizbech, zehu hiluch shein tzarich lelich. That's a hiluch that's unnecessary, and machshava will not pasul. Ooh, but hachazav echnisu. But it sounds like if you then go and bring the dam back close to the mizbech, hiluch shetzarich lahalichu. Even Rabbi Eliezer holds that that's considered a valid hiluch, a real hiluch, and therefore your machshava should pasul. So based on that Bryce's presentation of Rabbi Eliezer, everything we just said is wrong. Rabbi Eliezer holds that even though it was once brought close and then was brought further away, the hiluch to bring it back counts. So amalei itani. Tanya, okay, what do you want me to do? If it's a brisa, it says beferish that way. Can't argue with the brisa. Sajun lachalazvachim. New Mishnah. Chala is a new perek. Chalazvachim shekiblu daman. Any zevach where the kabbalah sadam was done by a zar or an onen. Onen means someone whose relative died that day, whether he's been buried or not, but the relative died that day. Tvul yom, a tamei person who had gone to the mikvah beneath to wait for Arif Shemesh for the evening till his tara is complete. Umuchusur kipurim, a person who still needs to bring a karban the next day for his tara to be complete. Mechusar begadim, a kohen who's not wearing all of the big dekuna, he's missing one of the big dekuna. Shelo rochitz yadayim v'raglayim, someone who didn't do rochitz yadayim v'raglayim from the kior at the beginning of his avoda. Orel, a kohen who does not have a bris mila. Tame, a kohen who's tame. Yoshev, a kohen who's sitting at the time that he does the kabbalah sadam. Or omer al gabe kelim, he's standing, but he's standing on top of kelim, not directly on the floor of the azara. Al gabe beim, or he's standing on an animal. Gabe ragli chaveru, or standing on his friend's feet. So in all those cases, pasal. The pasal is the avoda, such kabbalah is invalid. Kibel b'smol, pasal Rabbi Shimon Machshir. That's a machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. Says Mar Zarminala, and how do I know that a non kohen doing the kabbalah is going to be a psul? Ditani Levi, because Levi taught the following. Daber al Aron vel Bano v'yinazru mikotche b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael l'mute mai. What does it mean, b'nei Yisrael? What's it teaching me when it says b'nei Yisrael and it doesn't say v'yinazru mei hakotchim? So ilim l'mute nai. nashim. If it's telling me that when it comes to a karban that's brought by women, that's okay to bring bituma. Karban nashim bituma karav. That's ridiculous. It's not possible that it's okay to bring a karban nashim bituma. Elumute of the chavim. Oh, must be it's coming to the mute of the chavim. Well, hasha tzitzel maratza damar of the chavim beim shomim mezel ohurza bituma karav. We said that if a karban of the chavim is brought bituma, the tzitz doesn't even help it out. So there's no way you're allowed to bring a bituma. Elahachi kamar. So it must be in a totally different taicha of the pasuk. V'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu. V'yinazru mikachei means stay away at the time of tuma from avoda of all the karbanos, and also b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalu. A zar has to stay away from any avoda because it's going to be mechalal the karban, and that's the source, the first source at least, that a zar cannot do. The Kabbalah from tomorrow we'll pick up with the second source. Have a great day, everyone.